Is this thing on? Looks like it's 11 o'clock. I'll call to order the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for Thursday, September the 28th, 2023. Thank you all for joining us. Good to see you. Good crowd. Lots of stuff on the agenda today, so we'll jump right in. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, I'll entertain any motions related to. Motion to accept. I'll second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It's going to be a weird day when it comes to motions, isn't it? Okay. No public hearings, no old business, right into new business. Girls Inc. of Jackson County. Is Candy here? Nope. Okay. Looks like the turkey trot is coming back up for another year. Hang on, my stuff's out of order. It'll be Thanksgiving Day from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. The courses do not appear to have changed. Any questions related to the turkey trot? Okay. I will make a motion to approve the turkey trot.
I'll second
that. There it is. Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. There you go. Okay, next we have a residential handicap parking space for Candy Robinson. This one is at 600 West 3rd Street, Apartment B. The property owner is Steve Ferris. Steve has signed off on this. She needs parking space near her front door. Looks like it's got the doctor's signature. Everything appears to be in order for handicapped parking space.
If all this has been in order, I make a motion to approve the request.
I'll second the motion. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. WPC Director Jaron Flush It and Forget It Gladstein.
That's a good name. I like that name.
That's our motto.
How did I know you were writing that down? I'm taking notes.
Hey, you said it. I told you. Watch out.
This is the PR proposal for our SRF bond projects. This is their SRF bond. We split up into two sides with Strand Engineering and PB&H. One engineering at PB&H is doing the outside fence work. Strand is doing the stuff inside. They have their PR, their engineering report. For a total of, the total project is $4.365 million. And this is not including the Muck Creek project that will actually be done. They're tying on end of the day tomorrow.
Okay. So that one's almost done, and that one came in under budget, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
About $400,000
under budget.
Good job. And the weather was good for it.
Do you need an approval on this for the SRF stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the PER, pre-engineering report?
Preliminary
engineering, that was close, for WPC.
Second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, Jaron. We'll get you some signatures here in a minute.
Thank you.
Okay, Eric. I got to say this, though, because it's throwing me off a little bit.
Speak up a little bit. Can't hear you today. That's never been a problem. How about Eric?
Okay, so I will call to the podium.
Has Brad given us a check?
Wait a minute, he's wearing a white shirt and he's giving us money?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fire Chief Brad Lucas.
I got excited.
Well, we have a couple openings coming up. One of them obviously be the slot I'm leaving. And we're not hiring a new chief, we already got that. But there'll be a spot in the payroll in our the ordinance of the number of people we have, and we'll have a couple of those coming up. So Thomas Hoffmeyer and Logan Eisenhower have been through everything we've required of them. They've been through their physicals. They've been accepted by the in-person system, and they are ready to come to work. I think, is it October 8th?
October 8th
will be the pay period when they start, so I'd like to ask the board's approval to get them hired.
Any questions?
I'd make a motion that we approve.
I'll second the motion to approve the hiring of Hoffmeyer and Eisenhower. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 And I'll explain to him. We'll do it afterwards when we got all the room we need.
Thank you.
We'll get you guys sworn in a little bit. Congratulations, both of you. City Engineer Bernie Hausberger.
I'm good on everything.
Hey, thanks, Bernie.
Whoa.
Next up, Darren Bowes. I'm not giving him twice.
Wow, he turns. I have an application here for extending a driveway. It has been approved by Mr. Birthday Boy Jeremy Gray for Tony Shrink at 1147 Mockingbird Lane.
That birthday might be why he can't hear us.
Might be. I don't know. So just requesting approval as our building commissioner has approved it from the Board of Works.
Make a motion to approve the sidewalk or the driveway extension.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, then we have some sewer adjustments here. We have Shirley Smith, 614 East 15th Street, water leak in the crawl space, looking for a credit of 202.02. Geraldo Castillo, 436 Mutton Creek Drive, leaking crawl space, see attached. Appropriate documentation and everything is here. It was obviously a very large leak, and looking for a credit of $2,285. Marie Michelin of 1707 West Belford Irrigation System Installation. Looking for a credit of $300.30. And then Robert Chad Hubbard of 106 Johnson Street had to do with a couple pool fills, fill a leak and a refill, and he's looking for a credit of $324.50. All of them fall within our criteria as none of the waters went down our sanitary sewer drain.
Call paper is in order. Make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that's all I have, gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay. Under miscellaneous today, we do have a couple different things. We've got the Halloween parade coming up from the Evening Lions Club. This annual favorite is coming back on October the 30th. It'll be from 6 to 8 p.m. Never lasts the full 2 hours. But it'll run 4th Street, or from Chestnut and 4th down to 2nd Street, and then it'll take a right. Typically runs over to what we all know is the American Legion parking lot. They are requesting soon-to-be acting Chief Eric Roll a fire truck to lead the parade. And Greg O'Brien, I know you've got guys there on a regular basis too. So everything does appear to be in order.
Everything is in order. I'll make a motion to
approve. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. OK, Okay, that's the first thing on the lines here. Next two things are a parking lot request for a food truck for Junkyard Barbecue. That was a email vote. And Southwire for some testing. Just want to get both those on the record. They were approved digitally. And then last but not least, on new approvals, Junkyard Barbecue is coming back with Mark and Beth from Small Town Sweets. They would like to use the Farmer's Market lot on October the 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. This is a fundraiser for the Wishmeyer family. As most of you know, I'm sure we lost Jeremy last week and just laid him to rest yesterday. So everything appears to be in order.
Since you have everything in order, I make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion, and all those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Next up on the list is anniversaries. If it's your anniversary month, just step on up. And now, all joking aside, let's see. Brandon's not here, right? Okay. Heath, you here?
Yep.
Come on up.
There you are. Mm-hmm. Lost you behind the pole. 5 years of service, two different departments, right? Okay. Congratulations. Thank you for all you do.
I'd give him the floor for a speech, but he ran quicker than I could even say it. Stephanie's not here, right? Okay. Let's see. Stout, you back here? Come on up.
Oh, I got to do math. Daniel Stout, Seymour Youth Soccer Coach Extraordinaire. Was that the year he got my name? Even better, he shows up with his watch and 15 years of service to the city of Seymour, though. Thank you, sir, for your, what you do.
What a shirt choice for the day, right?
And last but not least, the only guy in the room that could give Jaron Flushit for Get a Glass Scenes beer to run for its money, Josh Spike.
Yeah.
Got a little length on you, but you're not near as much better here.
Yeah.
15 years of service, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Well, throw it out there, Josh. We'll let you. Okay. Do we want to adjourn before we swear in or swear in first?
Hey, if I could, real quick, Mayor.
Oh, step on up, Brad.
I just want to, in 28 hours and 47 minutes, I'll be walking out the door after 40 years. So I just, you hear the mayor's joke about my white shirt. Every time I put on a white shirt and I come in here, he says I'm asking for money. And he's usually right. And Paz even threatened at one point to buy a whistle. If I start asking for money, he's going to blow a whistle and call timeout. But anyway, I want to thank you for your confidence in me, all the projects we've got done, which have been many. And I appreciate all you've done for me and the city team. All the departments that I love working with, and all everybody that works for them. I don't think I've ever called anybody and haven't gotten a result, and I hope they got the same for me. You all do a great job. I've enjoyed working with all of you, and Eric's all ready to take over my spot, give me a great guy in the city team, and I hope everything goes on very well for many years. I'm sure it will, but anyway, just want to throw that in, but thank you.
Brad, thank you for 20 years, 40 years worth of service. I cut it in half. You're still here for another 20.
We do appreciate you very, very much so. And he's been counting for months now. My personal favorite was the staff meeting where he looked at this phone and went, yeah, 92 days, I'm done.
I'm the other one.
But on that note, we do need to swear in a couple firefighters who happen to be the last two new hires for Chief Wilson.
I think it's like 30 and 31 maybe that I hired. Right around 30.
And when you consider the department's got 42?
40, yeah, 42.
42 sworn officers, so about three quarters of them have been hired in Brad's time. No pressure.
So whoever gets sworn in, if anybody wants to take pictures of yourself, do whatever you want to do.
Got a number preference, so do this first.
Logan.
Okay, Logan, you're up. I'm going to lay the one that says Thomas Hall fired down so I don't accidentally say it. Go on up, who's on your Bible for you, sir?
Come up.
And
kids can come up.
Kids, and whoever you want.
Come on up.
What's your name?
You know my wife, I live in service. Okay, slide that way. You come this way over here, all of you guys go over there.
Thank you, sir.
Left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand, you're going to repeat after me.
Get out of the way of the pictures.
I'll try to not mess it up that way. Take the photos. Okay. I, Logan B. Eisenhower.
I, Logan B. Eisenhower.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And all laws.
And all laws.
Ordinances and resolutions.
Ordinances and resolutions.
Of the City of Seymour, Indiana.
Of the City of Seymour, Indiana.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As a member of the Fire Department.
As a member of the Fire Department.
Of the City of Seymour.
Of the City of Seymour.
County of Jackson.
County of Jackson.
State of Indiana.
State of Indiana.
To the best of my skill and ability.
Best of my skill and ability.
Welcome aboard, sir.
We take more pictures afterwards.
Do pictures and signatures and all that stuff here in just a minute. Oh, next up on the list, it says Thomas. I've known him as Tommy forever. So.
He is Tommy.
Go on, Tommy and Holder. Okay, here you go. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Thomas N. Hoffmeyer.
I, Thomas N. Hoffmeyer.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And all laws and ordinances.
All laws and ordinances.
Resolutions.
Resolutions.
Of the City of Seymour, Indiana.
Of the City of Seymour, Indiana.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Faithfully and impartially.
Discharge my duties as a member of the Fire Department of the City of Seymour.
Discharge my duties as a member of the Fire Department of the City of Seymour.
Good job. County of Jackson.
County of Jackson.
State of Indiana.
State of Indiana.
To the best of my skill and ability.
To the best of my skill and ability.
Welcome aboard, sir. Any other miscellaneous from the audience?
I miss Chris. Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Andrew
Cash.
Okay, I will adjourn the meeting right quick.
That's fine.
Okay, meeting adjourned.